Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Here during the bye, get a chance to talk to the quarterback each and every year. Tom Brady joins me now. First of all, big congratulations on the win over Denver. Quality of life, I want to talk about that, because about 5 weeks ago, when things weren't going the way you wanted to go, you said around this building, quality of life is not good. How's your quality of life heading into the bye after the big win against Denver?
Probably feels like we're 2-7 and not 7-2 around here. Even when we win, we find ways to, I'd guess, nitpick, but in a positive way, because I think we're trying to make improvements. We're trying to get better. We're trying to be at our best every week, because that's really what it takes. In order to achieve the success, you don't win and go, wow, we got all these problems solved. Let's move on to the next week. I think we're trying to figure out ways to, get better. So.
Things didn't work in Miami, but obviously you've won 7 of 8 since. Does that get lost in the shuffle? I mean, you've won 7 of 8, but yet obituaries have been written not only about your team but yourself. There have been Tom Brady is in decline talk shows on sports radio, not mine, but some others. Coach has always said you got to ignore the noise, but you're human. Have you heard the external noise and what has been said about yourself and the team?
Not much. I mean, truthfully. No, I've been treated so well for so long. I mean, if
good answer.
It is, and in 15 years, I mean, no one's ever said anything bad about me. So, I've been really fortunate, and we've been able to turn things around when things haven't gone well here in the past. So, I think that when we're, 0-1, it's not like you go, oh, let's throw everything out. None of that crap worked. Let's totally change everything. It was no. Look, we had we were ahead at the half of that game in Miami. We didn't play a good second half. Well, what are the reasons why we didn't play well? Oh, well, let's try to improve those things. Then we won 2. Then we had a real bad night against KC. And then we played pretty well since. So, we put ourselves in a decent position. I don't think, coach always says 7 wins won't get you anything in the NFL, which is true.
We all know that.
Yeah, which is true. But, we got our whole season ahead of us. So we got to get better.
Talk about aspects of your game through 15 years, and I think one of the most enjoyable things about watching you is you're kind of the same guy every week. Your approach is always the same, yet 3rd and 10, 3rd and 18, 3rd and 19, 3rd and 20. Yeah. 4 years ago, those are non-convertible third downs for whether it was Billy, Josh, Charlie, whoever the heck the coordinator was. What's changed in your game as far as the movement in the pocket? And I've heard you talk about your work with House and Josh and, of course, Jimmy. What's changed with your game on third down?
Yeah, we've tried to, improve some of those things, because I think you always have to find ways to get better, because the competition is always finding ways to try to slow you down. And I think that we've converted some of those plays this year, which why are we in those situations? The first
penalty here or there, yeah.
I know, but we've probably had too many third and longs, although we've overcome more third and longs this year than I think we did all of last year. So.
It's usually a draw, but you know what I'm saying? It's usually a draw or a check down or a screen. That's your typical call there.
Well, sometimes it's, let's try to get at least half and then improve our punt. But I think this year we've been pretty aggressive with it, because we got a lot of big targets out there. We got guys that can make tough catches in space, LaFell and Tim Wright and Gronk. And, those guys being out there on the field for us have, done a lot for our offense. So we're going to try to keep putting pressure on those defenses to stop us no matter what the situation we're in.
Speaking of big targets, let's talk about the biggest, Gronkowski, 87. Let's go back to the catch in Denver. We know which one, the left-handed one with the Buzz Lightyear left arm. What did you see, Dornick? Because if I throw it, I'm getting chewed out, because it's going. It looks like there was two guys underneath, a guy over the top. What made you throw it, and can you believe he caught the ball?
Yeah, the timing of the play was screwed up. I came off the fake, and I wanted to throw it, but the Mike linebacker kind of got right in that throwing zone, and I kind of pumped it, and Gronk was still running behind the guy, and I saw a little space, and I threw it off balance behind him, and he went up there and made the catch of a lifetime. So I was pretty pumped up after that play. I know Brandon LaFell was pumped up. He saw it right, he was right there. So that was a big play in the game. The next one, we went back to Gronk, threw him a slant for the touchdown. It was a huge play in that game. Really, that drive was big, but Gronk solidified it with that catch and score at the end. So it was incredible.
Good stuff. One last thing. Your offensive line coming together, and you're breaking in a new center, a guy by the name of Brian Stork. You broke in Dan Copen back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, as a rookie. You got anything on the Stork as far as grooming habits, maybe? You have a lot of contact with him.
I know, a lot of contact. There's not much grooming from Brian. He sweats. He could sweat in 30-degree weather. I'm always like, man, can you please clean yourself up? Because he's got sweat dripping everywhere. I said, look, on a 70-degree day, I don't want to be throwing a wet football, so you better figure out something how to keep your dry. So
good stuff.
My hands are there quite a
good
bit.
Stuff. Look like you're shaving. Maybe he'll go and shave.
Right. He better, I know.
Enjoy the bye.
Thanks,
though. There you go. There's your quarterback, Tom Brady.